Governor Phil Murphy delivered his State of the State address this past week. Most people thought of it as, you know, just another speech, usually of self-promotion of, to some level. Well, there's some people who say it was, let's call it a toe dip into the future for Murphy as a presidential candidate. I'll get to that in a little bit. Pretty much a theme in the speech was the continued economic well-being of New Jersey coming out of the pandemic, pledged to do more to help small business, for example, still finding their way out of that darkness. Governor noted the state's grown new jobs for 31 straight months. Unemployment rate at 3.4%. That's lower than the national rate. And the GDP growth in the last quarter available, that's more than a half a point above the 3.9% national average. Governor spotlighted some of the growth industries in the state, like offshore wind, financial services, technology, certainly online gaming, marijuana, life sciences, entertainment industry. Well, one example of that one, Netflix, they're building a production studio at Fort Monmouth. Line from the speech, we are setting New Jersey up for an even more prosperous future. He also said we must recognize that in the new post-pandemic business environment, not every new job created for a New Jerseyan is going to be housed in a physical office in New Jersey. For many New Jerseyans, working remotely is here to stay. And there are a bunch of businesses, especially large corporations, who would have a loud argument against that concept. Murphy said one of his top priorities going into this new year is to sign legislation that will help reduce the number of auto thefts in New Jersey. He noted that through actions that he made in the last year, car thefts were down 13% from September through December, from the same 4 months of the year prior, 2021. He also added that because of New Jersey's strong gun safety laws in 2022, shootings were down 26% and gun homicides down 17%. Of course, he failed to mention most shootings are usually committed with illegally obtained guns. A lot of people think this came out of left field. The governor wants to work with legislators in both houses, the Senate and the Assembly, to update the liquor license permitting process, which has been pretty much status quo for 90 years. Said it's another way to help small businesses and main streets. He put out a proposal, would gradually expand the number of liquor licenses available from its current one for every 3,000 residents equation and offer tax credits to businesses that already bought one, which made me think of an idea. Did you know, I looked this up just to be sure, did you know that a liquor license holder in New Jersey who shuts down, pulls the plug, goes out of business, they can hold on to that license for up to 2 years after they closed? So why not end that law and get those licenses back into active use faster? Now, here's where the toe dip into presidential waters showed up in Murphy's speech, reading from a transcript here. Everything we do is guided by our belief that tomorrow can be better than today for the state we all love. We have done so much to make New Jersey the best state in the nation to live, work, and raise a family, but we can be even better. He contrasted the ability for New Jersey lawmakers to work together versus those in D.C. and said fostering a stronger, fairer, responsible, more affordable, and growing New Jersey is what each and every one of us here were elected to do. And regardless of whether our names are followed by a letter D or a letter R, this is work to which we are all committed. Let us never forget that in the grand ranking of things, we are partisans fourth, elected officials third, New Jerseyans second, and Americans first and foremost. Was that Hail to the Chief playing in the background, or was I imagining things? Another, I guess, surprising element that he put a focus on, too, he wants to create a boardwalk fund for upgrades. Said that the boardwalks are more than just places for recreation and exercise. They are more than just the space that connects a parking area to the beach. They are wooden main streets, which in so many ways define their communities and support their economies as much as the sand and the surf. Now, I don't know if Atlantic City is going to reap anything from this for their boardwalk. Well, I'm saying this only because Resorts Hotel in Casino, they have a 24/7 webcam running that's pointed out at the boardwalk. You can watch it online on YouTube, for example. Remember the days when Atlantic City Boardwalk always used to be, totally packed with people any time of the day or night? It's not that way anymore. Again, check it out for yourself on YouTube. A little less wear and tear going on the boards on that boardwalk. Now, what Murphy sort of neglected, I guess we could say, housing, health care. Those usually are noteworthy of some kind of mention, but they were barely mentioned. He talked about affordability and growing the economy, highlighted things that have already happened instead of anything that he wants to have happen, short of the boardwalk, I guess. The speech lacked any reference to the state of public education, didn't address the learning loss after the COVID pandemic. The words New Jersey Transit, they got a single mention in the speech. He noted that projects on the agency's rail lines are moving forward, as New Jersey Transit's predicting an $842 million fiscal cliff in about 3 years, and they still are without a dedicated source of state funding. Seems like the governor is more interested in projects for the already mobile as opposed to those who need a ride somewhere, better mass transportation, and as you would expect, not a word about any investigation to the COVID deaths at the New Jersey nursing homes or the state-run veterans centers. But Murphy is saying that things, especially the economy, are going great in New Jersey. A report from Truth and Accounting says something completely different. They found New Jersey had the worst fiscal health of any state in the nation. Rated New Jersey's financial condition with a big F grade due to excessive spending, pension, healthcare debt that has to get paid a lot more sooner than a lot of people want to admit. Report also said the state had an individual taxpayer burden of nearly $59,000. That represents the highest of any state in the country. And the amount of money needed by New Jersey to pay outstanding bills has increased by more than $12.5 billion. But to shine a little light against that gloomy reality, the deadline to file for the new anchor tax relief program that's been extended till January 31st. Now even more people are eligible to apply. Renters who were previously ineligible because of local payment in lieu of taxes or pilot programs, you can now get in on the anchor tax relief program. This replaces the homestead benefit. More than 870,000 homeowners' incomes of up to $150,000 will be eligible to receive $1,500 in relief. See, 290,000 homeowners with incomes over $150,000 up to $250,000, you'll get $1,000. And 900,000 renters with incomes up to $150,000, you can get $450 to help offset rent increases. They're going to put out these payments late spring, they're saying. Regardless of when you file, if you're filing first, we all get them in the same relative period of time, either a check or a direct deposit, and they are not subject to federal or state income tax. Oh, by the way, to be eligible for this year's benefit, homeowners, renters, you have to have occupied your primary residence on October 1st, 2019, and file or be exempt from New Jersey income taxes. You can get the applications if you're a homeowner online by phone. If you want to do a snail mail, you can do that too. Renters, you can apply online or download the application as well. Find out more about the Anchor program, 888-238-1233, 888-238-1233. Wonder how many of we use this money for their moving out of New Jersey fund. Well, I'm just looking at facts. New Jersey is still losing more people and businesses versus what's coming in.